At yesterday's mushers meeting, race marshal Mark Nordman gave a report on the trail conditions. Last year's race included record amounts of snowfall in some places. This year is the opposite.
They're icy, low snow, predictions for warm weather. All that translates to me into fast race.
Four-time champion Jeff King said the fast trail could bring the fastest time to the 1,100-mile course. The record for the fastest time belongs to Martin Boozer when he broke the 9-day barrier in 2002, crossing the finish line in Nome in 8 days, 22 hours, and 46 minutes. However, the lack of snow means treacherous conditions. Three-peat champion Lance Mackey says the Buffalo tunnels will be difficult, where there are 3-foot tussocks. 2010 marks Mackey's 9th Iditarod.
And over the last 8 years, I've seen just about every condition from start to finish. And I honestly believe I've seen the worst. We're not starting in Fairbanks this year, so it's doable. Yeah, there's going to be some concerns. The Dalzell Gorge is always, even on a good year, it's bad. You know, so we're on a bad year, it can be horrible. But it's doable. For myself, yeah, it's going to be challenging, but I have no doubt that we will come through it with flying colors, you know.
2010 will also mark Jesse Royer's 9th Iditarod. The sounds of a rough trail didn't seem to faze her.
Trail conditions are just different every year, and yeah, there's a shortage of snow in places, and it's going to be, you know, hard and icy in other places, but I don't know if it's going to be anything more difficult than what we've encountered in the past, so, you know, just take it as another challenge.
Mushers will follow the Northern Trail this year up to Ruby and Galena, onto Nalato and Keltag before hitting the coast. There are 71 mushers set to pull their snow hooks tomorrow on 4th Avenue here in Anchorage to head on up to the Gold Rush City. Iditarod 38 on KNOM is brought to you by NSCDC, TelAlaska, and Wells Fargo Bank. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Lorelei Kinneen.